Okay, but as we go along too, feel free and ask us questions too, you know, like, it's just totally chill, so.
Okay. Do you like long walks on the beach?
Ooh, well, yes, I
actually,
do.
Actually, yes.
I grew up in Southern California, and no, I actually never usually walked on the beach.
Yeah.
Just played in the water for about 10 minutes, and then I was bored.
Yeah, I grew up in North Carolina, so went to the beach a lot.
Nice. I've always, I don't think I've dipped a toe in the Atlantic yet. You know, I've been to the Eastern Sea.
Yeah, not as good as the West Coast waters. Like, can't I'd see like your hand like 6 inches under the water. You're like, what was that just bumped up against my leg? I'm going to pretend it was seaweed.
That's there you go. Well, see, we actually did have a lot of seaweed, and sometimes it freaks you out as a kid until you get used to it. You're like, what's this globby alien touching me?
Yeah, I was always the kid that jumped at every little, you know, was water skiing, and my uncle could be like, look out for that bass, and it would freak me out, you know.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 74 of the Gardening Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, are Kingsley, Max, Sin, and Des Raven. How are you guys doing tonight?
Magical. I am happy to be back after taking a week off. How are you all doing?
Good. Now, a week off of what? Not work, right? Just Destiny.
Yeah, that never stops.
The real
world. You gotta love the car business. But being a week off from you guys, I took a break last week, couldn't make it, so I ended up just hanging out. After I had a crazy day that day, had a lot to do, and then I just ended up hanging out that night. But yeah, it's it was a little bit time off. First time I've missed a week. It's like that time you feel bad, like, for actually calling out of real work, calling out from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
Well, we almost kicked you off. Des, how are you doing?
I'm doing.
Heat? How's heat over there? It tends to be the topic, right, of discussion.
It's
heat hot everywhere, right?
I mean, it's all right. That's one thing. I was about to say that's one thing I've actually kind of enjoyed, because I moved from Alabama to South Carolina, so it definitely feels like even in the hot days, like I'm working like in a place that has, we do plastic, so it's not exactly a cool place, and everyone's walking around, oh my god, it's so hot. I'm like, yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, I really do think you can get used to anything. I remember as a kid, for some reason, 100-degree days seemed like nothing. And then as an adult, we like complain about it as the season starts. But now I'm kind of like, I'm used to it again.
Yeah. So. I'm with you. I complain about being outdoors in general. I got too much stuff to do inside to go out there.
Yeah, the humidity is what'll get you. Like,
for sure.
In North Carolina. Yeah. I live in New Mexico now, and people are like, man, it's hot. I'm like, man, you don't know hot. Slap some, warm, wet sweat all over you. And, yeah.
And speaking of something we're not complaining of, we have a lovely guest tonight.
I was going to say, you better introduce that.
Yes. Mr. Cobb One Art. How are you doing?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
For sure.
I'm doing good.
It is a pleasure.
Yes, you are a Twitch affiliate and an excellent, excellent artist in Destiny and other adventures. And we're so happy to have you on tonight.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So I've known about you in the community for quite a while. And then the impetus of getting you on the show was we did a little raiding a couple weeks ago. And that was a pleasure. Had some great people on that crew.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah, and maybe we'll talk about some of that in a bit, but this is about you right now. We want to introduce you to our community. For those who don't know you, shame on those. But
For shame.
But boy, I mean, I was looking up and I forgot even you have a even a Destiny community focus from back March 16th, 2016.
Yeah, amazing, yeah. Man. I think I was one of the first artists they featured. I think Lay's Summerstone Watermelon. He was one of the first ones too.
But yeah. So tell us about. Okay, you're an artist, but tell us what that means. What you like to do? How you got started and all that.
it started in like Destiny art or just art in general.
Anything in general? Sure. I like to kind of hear people's origin story.
Or both.
I've said this story a lot, but it definitely goes back to my earliest memories. Like all I wanted to do was draw. Like when I saw a blank piece of paper and pencil, I got like this inner excitement that I could just, you know, do anything on this paper. It's just been in me, ingrained in me since birth, you know. It's something I've always enjoyed and done it my whole life. And then, you know, I've always been a diehard gamer since I was young. And when Destiny came along, it was just so just inspirational. Like I just wanted to draw the cool looking characters and things. And I think I did my first Destiny drawing, you know, back in 2014, September or October, it had to have been. And I put those on Reddit and they just took off and hadn't really looked back.
Yeah. So you got into Destiny. You always kind of been in video games before then also? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've led a clan since 2005, and we would jump from first person to first person FPS, you know. And then here comes Destiny, and it was like every 3 months we would change games, you know, Call of Duty or Killzone or just whatever was the new thing. And Destiny came out, and just, what is this? This dangling carrot, I just want to keep playing it and get this gun. And and now here we are going on 7 years.
Oh, God. It is.
Isn't that crazy? It's so crazy.
All right.
And I definitely play games here, and I'm really enjoying Ghost of Tsushima right now. I'm getting close to towards the end, I think. But yeah, I'll play games in between here and there during the lulls, you know. But yeah. So I just merged the two, art and games.
So with your art, you draw. Okay, so is it? Would you say it's heavily Destiny, mostly stuff right now?
I would say
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, since Destiny, since you know, I was doing art. I was a graphic designer, and but I wasn't doing art like every day, you know. And when Destiny came along, it was like I was getting this response and people that enjoyed the art. So it was like I had to feed the beast. So that inspired me. So every day and every week I was doing new drawings, and that just kind of snowballed. So yeah, it just, I don't know. I'm just grateful all the people I've met and everything along the way, you know?
Yeah. And how does that work if someone wants to get some art from you?
I'm just emailing these best. I get a lot of DMs, and then I point everyone to my cob1art@gmail. And then I can kind of, I don't know, chronologically file everything, if you will.
Oh, sure.
Track. Yeah. Because, you know, I've got quite a few socials, so, you know, I get messages here and there. So I always like to point them to one place. But, yeah.
Yeah, email's good, of course. But, like, someone just kind of contacts you and says, hey, I'm interested in this thing. And then you just work through the details and work it out with them.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. We talk about it. You know, they'll send me screen caps. If I need, you know, more screen caps, I'll just look up their character on the VNet, spin them around, you know. And that's what I do, too, when I need weapons or certain gauntlets or, you know, and I can't find a good angle of a reference online. I'll look up the actual 3D object, spin it around to the angle I need that matches the perspective of my drawing, and then I'll use that as a reference to sketch. I do that a lot with the weapons. It helps out so much, you know.
Yeah. Do you sometimes have to? I'm an IT guy. But I work with a lot of graphic designers, but I always are so intrigued with what they do, and I feel like at times they're having to like do a lot of back and forth with people, and almost like you're trying to like pull information out of people. Like, no, what do you really want? You know?
Yeah.
Do you ever run into stuff like that?
Oh yeah. you know, I've been doing it since 95, graphic design. I got into multimedia design, video editing, audio, produced hip hop beats for 20 plus years. And for my job now, I taught myself 3D about 5 or 6 years ago, and I do 3D modeling for flight simulators. I work on the Air Force Base in the database. So it's pretty cool. Cool venture.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Art.
I'm just looking at some of your stuff here. I really love like how they put in the Destiny Community Focus, the misty picture of Oryx.
Yeah.
Kind of like how you see him in the raid when you go into the dimension.
That was one of the first digital pieces I ever did. That was on my phone. For like the first 5 years, all I used was my Galaxy Note phone for all my digital stuff. And then about 5 or 6 months ago, I got the iPad Procreate. So I've been really enjoying that.
And then being a big raider, I really love your Destiny raidy the raid bunch.
Oh, the raidy bunch, yes.
Yeah, the raidy bunch.
Need to do a Destiny 2 version of that.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I need to. But that
I just think it's great.
Goes over pretty well.
Yeah. What type of stuff, I mean, you may not be able to talk about certain things, but what kind of stuff are you working on right now or looking forward to do, just even generally?
Right now, I'm just kind of focused on commissions, and I just got, I do sketch cards for Tops from time to time, for Star Wars or Walking Dead, and these sketch cards are really cool. They're blank on one side, and they have all the info on the other side that you sign, and then people randomly get them, you know, around the world or whatnot. So I had some made up recently of my own. Like, I designed the back of it, and it's the exact same thing where I can draw on them and then send them out. So I've been doing a lot of that lately, focused on that stuff. I just wrapped up a 15-hour piece I did for She Snaps of one of her best friends, in an Alice in Wonderland kind of setting. So that one was kind of cool.
I saw that. That was pretty neat. Yeah. Everyone be
so,
sure.
Yeah, digital definitely takes longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love my pen and ink though. That's, you know,
and we'll, give all your deets at the end of the show. I was going to say, everyone for sure to check out your Twitter, all your stuff. It's pretty, great to see.
Yeah. It's Cobb1Art at everything. Over the internets.
It's good to have a consistent, right?
Yes.
So I totally looked at your Rady Bunch picture because I didn't see that before. Totally Googled and pulled it up. That is nice. And I actually
looking at each other and
smirk. Yeah.
And I also popped into your stream earlier and I did see you were using actual pen and paper, not digital.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of bounce back and forth now. Digital streams or pen and ink. I mean, it was just traditional for, you know, first 3 years. Can't believe I've been streaming
right
3 years. Crazy. It's just, I don't know, it's been a wild ride
for sure.
Yeah. Now your stream, is it forgive me for not checking out too much, is it mostly drawing or do you just also stream Destiny? Tell us about what you stream and how often you stream.
I would say 80%, 85% art. And then, you know, there might be some times I don't feel like setting up for art or something. I'll just play some Destiny or new content will drop and I'll definitely stream that. But
I gotcha. Yeah.
It's mainly art focused, but I definitely play games and really late. It's like Cobb After Dark. So it's not quite as PG as my art streams.
Cobb After Dark. I like that.
You know, some games will put you in a certain way.
Nice. Yeah, that's excellent. So we have a lot of fun things to talk about tonight, and anything else that comes up as far as like art that you want to bring up, let us know, because we might not know all the right questions to ask, but
or we might talk too much, one or the other.
All good.
But you obviously play this game Destiny, like you were mentioning.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What have you done lately in the game? What have you been working on?
Right now, I'm focused on getting that seal, the 2020 seal. 2020's been so jacked up. I'm like, I should definitely have the seal for that one. And funny enough, I've never focused on any of the seals. I've just played, and there's a handful of them. I'm right there at them. But this is the first one that's came along. I'm like, you know, all this stuff seems pretty simplistic and doable rather quickly. So I just finished my Solstice armor grind. So
lucky.
Gosh. As soon as I finish that, you got to get the other triumph part of it. You have to get one of the glows unlocked on one of the pieces. And of course, after you rank up the legendary, you got to rank it up again to get the glow on it. So I found that the Nightmare Hunt one was the quickest to get. And it was a twofer because I needed to beat a tier 5 boss, and I was able to do that too. So
excellent. I
did that last night. So that's kind of the grind I'm on right now. When I'm not focused on, like, you know, a weapon or some kind of task, I like to play a lot of PvP. Going there with my dad loadout and some comp.
Ooh, I like dad loadouts. I'm a PvP pleb.
I'm pretty masterful with the Yotun.
Ah, nice.
Definitely dad little tricks and just dirty things with that thing. Oh my gosh. But, you know, if people know the Olay, the sidestep, I can't. Like, if teams do that instantly, then I have to switch to my sniper non-hunger loadout revoker.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you're working on that. That's awesome. Sounds like you're pretty much there also. I mean, those titles are kind of fun if you want to go for them. And this one wasn't too crazy. Not like, boy, some of the other ones, like, what's the one that few people in our clan have been getting since? Was it Reckoner?
Flawless Reckoner.
The raid Flawless Crazy.
Yeah. And like, I like the raid a lot.
One on Crota, you know, when you could do the bridge keys and all that stuff. And even that was still difficult, but
gosh, yeah.
Can't imagine now.
So let's talk about that real quick. So you, in D1, have you done all the raids? And what do you think about them? What are some of your favorite?
I think it's a close tie between Vault of Glass and King's Fall. Vault will always hold a special place because I will never forget that feeling when I first went in and you're going through the cracks and you're falling through the purple crystals, the journey to the center of the earth kind of feeling. And just the whole time I was just in amazement. Like, people found this path. Someone figured out how to go. It just blew my mind because I had never experienced anything like that in a game. You know, I know raids were a thing in like World of Warcraft and other games, but I'd never, you know, been a part of that. So I think Vogue holds a special place, but King's Fall is definitely one of my faves too. I love orcs.
For sure, yeah.
Nice. Extra brownie points if you would have said Wrath of Machine.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about least favorite.
Not everyone can love Wrath of Machine, Sin.
Wrath is fun. I think it got a little too mechanical for me at the very end, you know, and even doing the prestige version of that. Oh gosh. But yeah, that's still, they're all fun in their own ways.
What about D2? Have you experienced most of the raids?
You know, Garden is the last one I need to finish for my triumph. As you were saying,
that's the one we were in.
We were at the last guy, but, do it again soon. hopefully we can get them next time. But yeah, all the D1 raids.
Do you have like a favorite in D2?
I don't know. I guess Leviathan. I mean, they're all solid. Okay in their own way. Eater of Worlds is really cool. I don't get that same feeling in the D2 raids that I got from the D1 raids. I don't know what it is. But I still enjoy them. You know, I've done Leviathan the most out of all of them. But I have completed all of them except Garden. So that's on my list.
For D1, are you PS4 or Xbox?
Yep, PS4. Been excellent. PS my whole life.
So, that's right. You know, we try to go back and do the D1 raids every 3 to 6 months. So we'll have to do that soon.
Yeah.
Love to have you in the crew.
Yeah, man. Hit me up. Me, Pale, Gene, a bunch of us did that a month or two ago. We went through Bog and King's Fall. Yeah, that was really fun. It's fun, like, having the mechanics kind of come back to you, like, oh, yeah, oh, you know, and using those beloved weapons from D1.
Yeah, for sure.
Vision of Confluence. That was
Confluence.
That was my raid gun.
Yes.
I'm a lazy gunner, like on scouts, pulses. Like, I won't even look at you unless you have full auto on it.
Okay. Nice. Randy's, right?
Not
Randy's
full auto. Psh, I'm out.
Yeah, unless it's just meta. You know, some, I got some sick roll on some scout that doesn't have, you know, then I'll rock it. But yeah, I've broken plenty of R2 buttons with like Thorn and PvP and other stuff. Like, so I have to know my limits.
Yeah.
On the finger spamming.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. Sin, Dez, what have you guys been doing lately in the game? Sin hasn't been doing anything. Okay, Dez, what have you been doing?
Such a hater. I actually have a list from last week, and I updated it with a blue check mark. I'll let Dez go first. Mine's probably relatively short, so it'll be a nice cap off.
Or in any gaming, it doesn't matter. I want to hear what you guys been up to.
Well, I have been playing Destiny a little more than past few weeks, at least. Or past couple weeks, should I say, at least. Because I have gotten my Hunter up to the purple armor. So I'm just on that last step to basically get the Majestic, I think it's called, when you get the glow or whatever.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
Yeah. That one. But I finally kind of pulled myself out of my RPG funk, so.
What do you think of the grind? Appropriate amount? Too much? Too little?
I can't really fully answer that, because apparently I was bugged or glitched or whatever, and even starting on my Hunter, I was getting triple progress.
Yeah, they did kind of do that. That's right.
So, like I said, first, the only armor I had like pulled out, because I read the problem about pulling out Titan armor first and this and that. It's like, all right, just start on my Hunter. Don't worry about anyone else. And the grind went way faster than I thought. But then I got to purple and I'm like, okay, this is a little painful though.
10?
So,
yeah, 10.
Oh, actually, yeah. I loved that. I actually loved that.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to be honest though, because collecting orbs with like a matching subclass and stuff and trying to go for specific orbs, I actually found myself losing more often than I normally do in Gambit. Because I couldn't like stick to the tried and true methodology.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I still had fun with it though. Sadly, my Titan and Warlock will not be getting past or be getting to that last step. At least this year, they'll get purple.
Okay.
Because I'll finish off their blues. But the first year, my Hunter was the only one that got purple. Because I got my Titan and Warlock up to blue, and it's like, no, I'm done.
Yeah.
I hear that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So before last week, before y'all recorded, I had finished the Witherhorde and Trinity Ghoul Catalysts. I've been finding myself working on more of Catalyst grinds recently. And now I just started the Sleeper Catalyst grind to try to get all the kills. And you, not going to lie, you destroyed my hopes and dreams, telling me that there was more than just this one step on this particular Catalyst grind.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that that kind of broke my heart a little bit. But, I'm working on that. I'm still working on my purples for my Titan. And I did get my blues were a little bugged on, and I've only worked on my Titan. After the first day, I think I worked on it a second day, and something was like triple progress. But this purple grind with the 10 is, I think it's a little much. For me who doesn't play that much, it's going to take me a while. And I don't know if I'm going to do it on other characters, I'm going to at least get it done on this one, but yeah, probably not the other two.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's really all I have been having time to work on. So I'm enjoying it either way.
Yeah. I think the grind is a little bit better than last year, but I did finish it. I really don't like to get doing into like a mental funk with some of these grinds where I know like I'm looking at the armor. I don't care how it looks like for the Warlock. I am not going to be rocking it. I mean, I guess with Transmog in the future, if I get a really good roll, I may rock it as the base, but I'm like, screw this armor. If I finish it, I finish it. I did get it done still in about a week, but that was only when I was playing the game and happened to be able to mostly fit things in. It was just basically the Gambit and the EAZ stuff that I was super grumbly about, you know, because I don't love going into those activities, but I got it done and it was fine, but I'm not going to do it on other characters. You know me, I like to raid a lot, but it was a good week of raiding. And one of the most notable things is the other night we ran in and did a bunch of prestige on Eater Worlds and Spire for crew, people that wanted to get, you know, Telesto Catalyst and Sleeper Catalyst. And I was way down to help because I love Eater, and even though I already have Telesto Masterworked. So we ran that and, you know, three different characters just for the people that needed it. And I think one person got the Catalyst. And then we ran Spire, and I was hoping to get it. And boy, when you're not used to your Hunter jump, when you're a Warlock main like me 99% of the time... you know, like put on stompies, whatever. I'm like, yeah. But still, like, you know, the part where you have to jump up, you know, in that middle part of Spire, the quote jumping puzzle, I was stressing out big time, you know, because I'm with all these people that are done the raids a million times for at least Spire. You know, we're doing the method too, where you pass the ball back and forth to get an extra chance. Mm-hmm. But I got it on my Hunter, so it was worth the stress. So nice. I now have the Sleeper Catalyst. And yeah, like you said, it's a grind, but to me, I don't feel like it's as bad as some people were making out. I mean, yeah, there's a lot you have to do. You have to get 1,000 kills on these Ikelos weapons, the shotgun, the sniper, and I think the SMG, it's even 2,000 because, you know, SMG, it's easier to get kills. However, you do not have to use the weapon. You just have to have it equipped. So like, especially for like the sniper or whatever, you can just have it equipped in your second slot and do kills with an auto in your first slot, and it will count, which is cool. But you can only have one of those equipped at a time, of course. So 1,000, then 1,000, then 2,000. And then after all that, you have to run the Whisper mission and get all the 5 secret chests and do the Oracle thing, you know, at the end, the shooting, mm-hmm. shooting the Oracle. Yeah. The thing for the ship. And that was fun. I want to do that again. Anyways, I've done that solo anyways. It's not hard if you have the number pattern just printed, you know, pulled up on your screen in front of you. And, you know, like you said, use like a scout, use even a Randy's would be perfect now, you know, auto firing scout to get the Oracles, even though they're a little further out. And then after that, so all that, of course, we need to get done by November because Whisper is going away. But even after all that, then you have to get 500 sleeper kills. So that will probably be the longest part.
Jeez.
I know, right?
But that was the part that broke my heart.
Yeah.
Basically 3 steps to 1 catalyst grind.
Yeah. Well, everyone kind of says it's one of the worst ones, but.
And not only that, you have to go through a raid, a prestige raid to get it. Then you have these 3 steps. It is definitely a brutal grind. Although I tried Polaris grind a little bit and I have not gotten that. That's one catalyst I have not done yet. And you have to get like those like perfect 4th shot kills. That one seems a little hard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, also to be fair, the catalyst and everything was also made when Sleeper was in its heyday. So it was a little more worth the grind at that point in time.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying it's not worth it now, but I mean, with the damage output it had, I mean, of course they were going to make you work for it a bit more.
It's all good. I mean, it is good that we have this extra time we kind of know everything was going away from the planets that were going away, but this week in the TWAB, you know, we have some stuff to talk about. It was written down like in blood, basically, of exactly everything that's going away. Even some of the things we weren't 100% sure on, like they're even saying 0 hour is going away because it's part of the Red War campaign, the old school tower.
Yeah, because it starts in the old tower, and the only place the old tower exists in D2 is in the Red War campaign in the very first mission. And since that asset is being taken away, one we didn't, because I think we figured Whisper would be going.
We did, I think, because especially since that was on Io.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a menagerie or something was up in the air. Even though technically, I think there's still one thing kind of up in the air, and that is the tribute hall.
Oh, they confirmed that's going away, unfortunately, after the fact. Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Bad juju and tribute hall is going away for sure.
Well, I mean, I get taken away bad juju because...
That makes sense,
because
that's
the life. You're taking away, like, the... you're taking away, the activities that are possible to even earn it. But I was... That was like the last thing I was clinging to hope for that they would keep around, because that was like the best thing they gave us was freaking tribute hall.
Yeah, and people can test weapons in it. I mean,
right?
We gotta please bring. Okay, I've never really gone there much, but I think it's been an excellent resource for, you know, people like Fallout or whoever wants to test weapons and post YouTube videos. They need to bring something back that will. Or not back, or something new that we can test weapons and.
Yeah, some kind of, singular social space or whatever.
Let's go over this kind of real quick. Because a lot of this we kind of knew, but and then we could talk about like if we're concerned or not or whatever. And I don't think it's too big of a deal, but it was just interesting to see it written down on paper. We know that, right now in Destiny, we have 17 strikes and 7 are going away. So that's a big chunk of change.
Wow.
And because, 2 on IO, Pyramidian and the Festering Core, Titan has Savathun's Song, Mars has Strange Terrain and Will of the Thousands, and Mercury has Tree of Probabilities and a Garden World. So 7 are going away. And at the beginning of the next DLC, we are getting 2. The main we do know 2 more are going to be coming out a little later in year 4. So at the beginning, we're getting Will of Crota. It's cool and all. And we're going to get 1 new one. But come on, have we ever only had 1 new strike in any DLC? I thought 2 was the minimum we've ever had of new strikes.
So
3 or 4.
Depends upon also console.
Yeah, that's true.
There was the long stretch of time where PlayStation always had a bonus strike. So maybe
on average, let's say 2, maybe 3 with the bonus one, but we're only getting 1 new strike and then 1 returning strike. So 2 total. So, that's fine. That's fine. It's not like strikes have been something that people just love going in. At times I do, just if I want to chill or whatever, but... I'm a little sad about. I actually like Festering Core. I like Pyramidian, and I like Savathun's Song. And even though Sin, we've run Strange Terrain a million times, I don't mind that one. I don't know how you feel about it. Wayfarer grind and all that.
Yeah, that one we ran a lot.
But I don't mind it still. The Mercury ones, whatever. And then Will of the Thousands, I didn't really love that one. Yeah, go ahead, Des.
No, I was about to just hear recently, I guess. I don't know, ever since I had come back, weird things have been happening in Pyramidian and one of the Mercury strikes. And I always forget is it even a Mercury strike? I don't know. Someone with the big tall Minotaur where you descend down 3 different levels?
Tree of Probabilities?
No,
that's Pyramidian. No, sorry, that's the one on actually EDZ, right? Lake of Shadows.
No.
Oh my gosh. Nessus.
You're talking about the one.
Nessus, there we go.
Inverted
there we go.
Yeah,
Nessus.
The beta.
Yeah. There we go.
Jeez. We'll find you know what we're talking about, Cup.
We get there eventually. I noticed an interest, of course, killing the boss of Inverted Spire early is always hilarious. Especially before you drop down to the last area. But I've in my speedrunning ways, I've kind of learned caution against trying to push Pyramidian too far. Because I found out the giant hobgoblin, if you push him into his berserk phase before he's finished being in his little boxes, he will wander outside of his box. But his box is not what makes him immune. It's a mechanic.
Yeah.
So he's on a rampage, going around, shooting you like crazy and stomping you to death, and you can't do anything until you finish the box phase while he's standing around you trying to murder you.
Not good. Hilarious. Yeah, especially on the harder modes. Not good. God. Yeah, so I mean, I'm really excited for later in the year, Devil's Lair and Fallen Saber. I loved Fallen Saber. But anyways, you know, some strikes are going away. Gambit and Gambit Prime, we finally know that they are going to be giving us a version of Gambit Prime for year 4. We don't know all the details yet, but
sort of.
I'm sorry. We know that it'll be single round, tweaked blockers, heavier moat terrain, and some changes to the primeval fight. That's what I'm mostly interested in, is how that whole song and dance is going to go with the primeval fight. Cause I get a little annoyed with it right now. I think that'll be the interesting point.
Yeah, if they can, basically, if they can bring the quickness of regular Gambit to Prime, I think that would, I don't think that would be a bad mix. Because I do enjoy Prime, but the game just feels like it slows way down once you hit Primeval. And I think if they could fix that portion of it, I think it'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm down. The specialized armor sets are going away as we already kind of knew, although they may bring them back as mods in the future.
Yeah.
And two maps are going away, at least into the Destiny content vault, maybe to come back in the future. But Cathedral of Scars, Dreaming City 1, and Kill's Grave, Tangled Shore 1.
I don't think anyone's sad that Kill's Grave is being put into the vault.
Exactly. I didn't mind Cathedral.
I like Cathedral. I do, but oh well. You win some, you lose some. Quite literally in this case.
I was surprised to hear about a lot of people not liking the Deep Six on Titan. I actually kind of like that one personally.
I don't mind it. I just had a hatred for Kell's Graveyard, and I think it was in our Discord, and people were like, oh, but hunters can just walk off the edge and they're alright if they jump. Yeah, you're not all right if you find yourself underneath a ledge and use both of your double jumps bonking your head on the ledge and you still die. So no, it's no cakewalk for hunters.
And you know what it's not also good for? If you, I was running Blink Warlock the other day, and I don't mean that enough to be really good with it. Don't do Blink Warlock on Kell's Grave.
You will die right and left.
I looked like the biggest pleb, probably. All right. And then Crucible, we have, I don't have to go through all the list, but we have some maps going away into the DCV. And then they give a list of ones that are sticking with us. So, you know, a few of the D1 maps still, Bannerfall, Exodus Blue, Rusted Lands, and Twilight Gap.
Yeah, I didn't anticipate they would go. Like, I mean, they just reintroduced them. I doubted those would go away again this quickly anyway.
Vostok, though, I don't know. I didn't mind that.
I know Vostok was a weird choice to me. But, again, oh well. They had so many, like, little... There's, like, little lore clues on that map that are just fantastic. Like, little Siva nodes you can find everywhere. It's like, holy crap. Just the detail, but, yeah.
They're simplifying the playlist, which is always a plus. They're going to move a few modes into the DCV. So Goodbye to Supremacy, Countdown, Lockdown, Breakthrough, Doubles, Momentum Control, and Scorched. Those have asterisks in them. I forget what that means.
I think they're coming back at some point in time fairly quickly. I think. Don't quote me on that one, though.
Two, and then, of course, the other ones could always come back, but not for a while, probably.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of sad at Momentum Control leaving, but I can kind of see it. Why? Yeah,
that was fun with Jade.
Yeah, Bradley.
Exactly. I thought Momentum Control got me both Mountaintop and my Revoker.
And other, I've gone in there for other things too.
I went in there to actually even just recently, end up having fun because it's hilarious that you could take like Jade Rabbit and all of a sudden Jade Rabbit becomes a sniper rifle.
Oh, dude, it was so fun. That's so many
exactly. Fun. It got me, well, okay, before all that, it did get me my Jade Rabbit Catalyst, too, so. But, yeah, I mean, it's just so fun just to have these weapons just, like, amped up so ridiculously. Like, I couldn't get mad whenever I was killed by something, because it's like, oh, well, c'est la vie. It happens. I pull out Jade Rabbit, pops my head off like it's a sniper rifle. You know, tit for tat.
Yeah, and I kind of liked the idea of not having a radar, too. It's just something different, you know?
I think that was the best implementation of, like, a replacement Inferno mode they've ever done, is Momentum Control. I love it. But, yeah.
But still no Rift coming back. C'est la vie.
Not yet. We're still holding out, though. All,
Cub? Oh, yeah. I got some good old Rift clips.
Nice.
But yeah, that was really fun.
Especially as a warlock, just kind of come floating in from above and just slam down. Oh, it worked for me.
So many Nova bombs on dudes thinking they were flying in to dunk their their rift and just get destroyed. That too, yeah.
All right, raids and dungeons. I mean, basically nothing except Prophecy is going away for a little bit. We already kind of knew that due to supposedly technical reasons, and they will try to bring it back as soon as possible. We just don't know when yet.
Yeah.
And then the raids, everything we know about that, you know, obviously that's why we're kind of doing these five, right?
Yeah, and Crown of Sorrow has been confirmed as well, because I know that was a question in certain circles, if Crown would be leaving.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, since we're definitely there.
I figured, but yeah, and then of course we're getting one new raid, and also DMG or someone, I forget, but you know how Shackle Shotgun puts together the extra community little newsletter from time to time. Someone did say that the new raid will not be a day one raid. That's good. Yeah. I hope it's not even a week two raid. I hope they make it like a few weeks in, you know.
I mean, whatever happened to...
Sorry, was that Cobb?
No, I was just saying, get that light level up.
You know, right? Time. I don't think they've actually given us like that kind of a break since Vault, actually.
I don't know if you've tried going in any of the raids early on. It's crazy, right? It takes, unless you're a streamer that can Destiny all day, it's hard to get the light level up.
Oh, yeah.
We tried a few, mostly... you know, Wrath or early ones of D2 like Leviathan and Eater, but after that it was kind of like it was hard, especially Last Wish on. All right, other than that, I mean, they, and, you know, exotic quests, any exotic quest that has elements that's part of the planets that are going away, those quests are of course going away. And they have a whole list of exotics that what that means. For example, like Rat King or Bad Juju. We won't go through the whole list, but they did let us know that these exotics are not being retired. They're not even really, the quest is in the DCV, but they will let you get the exotics through a memorial kiosk in the tower. They'll have more information on that soon.
A useless Titan kiosk. It's not really a kiosk. It's like a statue in the corner by Zavala.
Maybe.
I would say it was useless because the new lighters that haven't gone through as much hours as we have in the game since day one probably would need those, obviously. So, yeah. I would say probably like not useless, but for us it would be.
Yeah. Now we can get the weapons. I don't know how easy it'll be, but it sounds like it could be fairly easy other than whatever we have to pay to get them. But the catalysts will not necessarily be available. Now, they did clarify, this wasn't in the TWAB, and then again through the news afterwards, they did clarify they hope to bring back most of those catalysts pretty quickly by season 13 or 14 at the latest. So they aren't saying like, okay, you know, if you don't get the catalyst now, you're never going to anytime soon. I mean, that's fairly soon, especially if they can do season 13. But still, if you want to, you know, work on these things, now is the time to do so. Especially, everyone should just get Whisper and Outbreak, and those are fun quests anyways, especially since they are going away. They also confirmed that Zero Hour, like we mentioned, is going away. So do it. Do the quest.
Yeah, I gotta get that for my girlfriend, the Whisper.
Yeah, I should get
away. Definitely a must have.
I wonder if I should go on my wife Stacy's account and do the same. Just so she'll have it.
Might as well. It doesn't take it.
She'll get mad.
Do you get the weapons for her? A lot of the weapons?
No, she definitely earns a lot of her stuff her own. The only thing I ever did was right when we first started, I would do the mundane tasks that it has you do for New Light, like go to this planet, do, you know, 10 public events, and I was doing that type of stuff for her. So that's the only time I've ever really hopped on. I've offered, you know, let me go ahead and get you, and she, nope.
Oh, that's good.
Very adamant. She wants to do stuff, but as far as that Whisper, I don't know if it's still this way, but the last time I went in there, I took my recluse and I like soloed it. I just slaughtered all the way through it, destroyed the final bosses. I don't know if it was like a glitch at the time or if just the light level change, and it's like that now.
Was that the beginning of this season?
It could have been. I just saw it on, I don't know if it was Reddit or something.
It was a glitch.
It was?
Yeah. It's fixed now. It's back to normal.
Fun. That was so
fun. It was, right?
I felt like a god just running through there.
I think we've talked about this before, but they should just do that now. I mean, I guess some people the purists would say, okay, that might, you know, cheapen it, but it's also going away, and it's not like we're us old school players are jumping in it all the time anyways.
Yeah, that's like, almost like, go ahead, farm the raids, how they did. They unlocked it. So that would be kind of in that vein.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Or maybe just on the normal mode at least, and then the heroic mode still keep it the normal difficulty for heroic.
Yeah.
I don't know, just my opinion. And also, what's everyone's opinion on this stuff going away? I mean, some people in the Destiny community are complaining on Twitter about it and pretty concerned. One argument is stuff is being taken away that we paid for. I mean, for us that have been playing for a long time, we know the nature of this game where things can change, and they've given us tons of notice. But I guess it would kind of suck for someone just coming in right now experiencing the game, especially if they just bought some of the content. Of course, the first year is free. Second year stuff isn't really going away. I don't know. Yes. So there's really not too much of an argument. I'm not more on that side. I was just wondering what y'all felt like. Is there anything you're specifically sad about going, you know, send anything you need to get before the end? You need everything. I shouldn't ask you.
Is Revoker going away?
Is what?
Revoker?
It will be retired at some point. It is a purple or a pinnacle weapon. It will have a max light level. It doesn't mean you can't still use it. You can use it in anything that's basically not light enabled, because at a certain point, you won't be able to upgrade it past a certain point. For, I don't know what it is. I can't remember which season it came in, but it's basically four seasons, from my understanding, after the season it was released is what it'll be viable for.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can still use them. I'm not necessarily upset the content is going away. It really is a lot in there. If it condenses it, it probably will make the grind a little more, I would say, make it easier than what it is now. They probably will put less in the game to focus on. And I reference the Solstice gear, because if there's less destinations when they do come out with things like Catalyst grinds or Solstice grinds, they'll be a little more condensed. Probably it'll be a little easier to manage. So I'm not necessarily disappointed. I know we paid for it, but I'm also paying for the new content. Yeah. I'm paying for the new content because I don't want to play the old content.
You know what? Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, if, you know, taking things away lets me swap my guns within 17 seconds in the middle of a, you know, match or, you know, PvE without the load screen having to sit there and wait for it and get rid of it. You know, if it, I'd rather it load faster.
I don't know that they can promise that, though.
That's ridiculous. Like, you're just sitting there like, come on. You can feel the bullets hitting your guy. You're just a standing, sitting duck while the, you know, thing loads. Crazy. It's a huge game now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not upset, you know, that I paid for something, again, just because it's time to move on from the old content at some point. I don't need to go back and keep playing it. I'm paying for the new content because I want to play that, not the old stuff.
I agree.
I don't mind the old stuff, and I think the content vault, if they pull it off correctly, could be a huge win for Destiny 2 in general.
I'm just a little worried, not heavily worried, but with, and we don't know if there will be any new PvP maps coming. They didn't tell us that. They just said what was going away. But with there only being two strikes at the beginning, I'm just a little worried what the overall DLC level will be. You know, everyone keeps talking like this is supposed to be a big one, but strikes are at least part of what we need because it's part of the repeatable, grindable content. So I'm just a little worried how big this DLC will actually be, but not too concerned. We'll see when it comes.
I don't. Whenever I hear, you know, the things about, oh, they're going to take this away, but why, and this, that, and the other, and we've grinded so hard, not to diminish anything that people have went through, but having come from, like, the old, or you know, having come from, like, EverQuest, which was before the grind was standardized, like, when they introduced epic weapons, which were basically the Destiny equivalent to an exotic, right? Like within the third step, I actually looked it up out of curiosity a couple months ago. Just, I guess, for the nostalgia, but like it's not uncommon for you to sit there and have to camp a mod that has a respawn timer of like 17 hours.
Whoa.
And what you're trying to get off of him is a 1.3% drop or something like that.
Wow.
So you're saying Destiny's the promised land.
No, I mean, that's just always where my mind goes whenever like when people A, complain about grinds, and B, it's like, oh, but we spent so much time doing this, why are they taking away this? And it's like, here's the funny thing. Those epic weapons lasted two expansions. On the second expansions, there were normal drops better than those things. And these are things literally people have literally spent months of game time like getting.
Yeah.
And they were obsoleted. So all of these arguments and stuff that I'm hearing, it's just hilarious because there's nothing on that level in Destiny, really. The closest we came was like some pinnacles, and even that was like an as per your skill level type deal. Because, yeah, it took me a while to get Revoker, but people who are good with sniper rifles didn't take that long to get Revoker, I promise you that. But
I still don't have Mountaintop either. You got to be really good with those.
I mean, I got it.
You but must I use be momentum really good control. Wonders.
I use momentum control. I keep telling people. the colony becomes a one-shot kill on momentum control. It's fun and stupid.
Nice.
Maybe I need to do that. Is momentum control around right now?
It was last week.
Doubt it. Yeah. 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 Maybe yeah, like two more weeks.
Yeah. Monthly retention or whatever. You missed out, Sin.
Apparently.
Because, yeah, everything. No, I was about to say, everything but a rapid fire sniper rifle is a one body shot kill. And then, yeah, the colony becomes a one-hit heat-seeking grenade launcher. Oh my god, it's stupid. But yeah, that's always, that's why that's always been my suggestion. It's like, oh, but how do I get mountaintop? You'll see me typing in Discord, maybe in caps, momentum control. Do it. But, yeah.
One of these days, I'll do that. I wonder if Witherhorde would actually be good doing it now in momentum control.
Potentially, actually. As long as the area of effect kills do indeed register as grenade kills, and they, especially if they activate proc a calculated trajectory.
Yeah. Might have to try it.
Because, my god, yeah, Witherhorde can... Witherhorde's another one that could be stupid in momentum control. I'm surprised I didn't see it more often. Last time I went in. But, yeah, anyhow.
Well, so it sounds like we're generally kind of not super concerned. I'm glad they did, though, write out more details of what exactly is going away so people have plenty of time, especially now that the season has been extended to work on the stuff that they want to work on. Anything else interesting in Destiny news right now? I don't think there is too much else. I'm looking at my list here.
I don't think so. Like, well, I've heard
of it. Yeah. Cobb, anything else on your mind in Destiny or just enjoying the game right now? Anything else you wanted to bring up?
Just looking forward to the new content. New cool All stuff right. to draw. That Savathun looks really cool. Ooh. With the with blades on her hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Can't wait to draw that. But yeah.
I'm actually kind of curious, and not to steal something from our friends over at Guardian Down, but I got to ask, how did you come up with your gamer tag? I don't think we asked that yet.
No, that is a great question.
Oh, my Cobb one?
Yes.
The Cobb one name, it stems from, I used to paint a lot of graffiti murals. So in the graffiti world, you know, if you're the first to write, you know, this name in a certain area, you can follow it by one or two, you know. So I kind of started doing a lot of art under that name. And KB are my initials. And typically in graffiti, people would pick O's as characters, like heads of characters would replace O's in a graffiti piece. So when I was trying to come up with my name, I was like, what if I do my initials around an O, and then I'll always paint a character with my initials around it, and it just says Cobb. So yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell. And then when I started doing a lot of Destiny art, I just started putting it out under Cobb One. So Cobb One art.
Nice.
So yeah, if you Google Cobb One graffiti, you'll find some stuff out there in the interwebs.
That's way cool.
Nice. I like that backstory.
Yeah.
Thank you. It used to be Deadpool 52 for like since 2005 up until all through Destiny 1 even. And then the art kind of took off, and it was because our whole clan back in 05, we decided we wanted all superheroes and villains names from comics. So like when we were all in a COD lobby, it looked kind of cool or whatnot. But yeah, so fast forward to, you know, getting involved in the Destiny community and everything, you know, was Cobb One art. And then I'm exchanging gamer tags and I'm like, Deadpool, you know, and I was a fan of him. I actually bought his first appearance off the shelf back in the 90s. So I'm old too. But yeah, so
excellent. Nice.
Shout out to Nalsy today also for calling Kingsley Mac old. Best moment of my night.
It's all relative. Shout out to Gator.
I mean, just because I live in West Virginia doesn't mean you have to make a relative joke.
Oh. Sin, I saw August 20, I forget what day it was, but there is a day coming up, worldwide sit on your porch and play music day. I'm not joking.
God, man, they think of anything for a day.
I know. Right. This is just an old school inside joke we have with Sin. He's going to have to sit on his porch and play some banjo music.
And moonshine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We expect it, Sin. I'll remind you when the day is coming up. Maybe you can take a video or something.
Or maybe actually find a way to reason to take a day off.
There you go. So you need that day off in West Virginia.
That R&R time.
Well, excellent. As we are wrapping up, we always have a bonus question for you. Don't worry, it's easy. But could you please tell us what your favorite dessert is?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Bob.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. So I grew up in the South, so I have a crazy sweet tooth. So if you make it sweet, I'll go for that dish. You know, if I'm reading sauces on a menu. So all that to say, oh, my God. I don't know. I like Bananas Foster a lot. Pie. I like... I really can't pick one. I like everything. I love it all. Duck donuts. If you've ever had duck donuts, they're on the East Coast.
They make everything
to order. Like when you order, you know, I'll take a half dozen. They'll be like half dozen. And then boom, boom, they're squirting them in the oil and then make them like two. So that is probably one of my favorite desserts, I would say. They're just out of this world.
I gotcha. Now, you know, you mentioned a unique one, Bananas Foster. I like that a lot, too.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dave and Buster's used to have a really good one. I don't know if they still do, though.
Kind of have to make some up.
I had dessert today, but not quite that delicious. It was good because we made it. It was a yellow cake chocolate icing.
Oh, dude, that's one of my favorites for my birthday.
Well, it was my father's birthday, so that's what we wanted. My daughter made it.
Aww.
So it was nice.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a good combo.
Oh, yeah. It's classic.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Or if you're Megan Thee Stallion, it's classic bougie ratchet.
Gosh.
Oh, boy. And don't even get started.
Trick or treat, shoot my feet. No, sorry. It's too soon.
Oh, man. Well, I got my dad jokes for days. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll stop those dad jokes and say we just have a little bit of housekeeping this week. I haven't gotten to for a few weeks. We actually have just one review I wanted to read real quick. And this is from Decay. So shout out to Decay in our Discord and clan. And he said, let me first start off by saying this is one of the worst podcasts I've listened to. Uninformative and not entertaining. But in all seriousness, The Guardian Hub is one of the best podcasts I've had the pleasure of binging while I'm at work and the best clan I've been in.
Nice.
They have gotten me through my first raids ever and are very patient and understanding of new raiders. 100% highly recommend The Guardian Hub to anyone and everyone. Boy, this sounds like we paid him to say this, but we didn't. Love what you guys are doing and keep up the good work. P.S. Kingsley, I'm super jealous of your wife and hope to find someone who has a similar love for video games as I do. And P.S.S. need more collaborations with Two Titans and a Hunter. Okay, Sin, get right on that.
All right. We'll have to get into the super secret private channel to do that.
Anyways, thanks to Kay. Thank you for that. And if anyone wants to leave us a review, we will read it on the air. So... please do so.
Do it now.
Do it.
Do it. And we want Kingsley to remind... wait.
Kingsley will wait 2 weeks for that review also.
I will. Maybe. I'll try to do it soon after, but no promises.
I think this one was more like 3 weeks, but anywho.
Oh, man. But I also want to remind everyone who just listens to our podcast but isn't aware, we have an awesome Discord that you can join. The link, it will be in this week's episode at the bottom, but also on our About Us page. And we just like to tell people about it every once in a while. There's no requirements for joining the Discord. You don't even have to chat a lot. You can be a lurker, but we love talking about Destiny. Yes, Des, you're not a lurker. I mean, you talk some, but you can be a pure
occasionally. Lurker.
So now we appreciate everyone who joins. It's a fun place to talk about Destiny and find people to play with. We have great group ups.
Speaking of,
Yes.
Group ups. Unless you say that shit at the end, the LFG.
Yes. Well, I will get to that in a second.
Okay.
I'll do that now. I'll do that now. And then we will get Mr. Cobb's his contact information. So just as a reminder, we also have an excellent clan organizational system through the 100.io, but we have an easy website to find it out. It is lfg.destinypodcasts.com. And you can find people to play with to raid. It doesn't have to be raids. It can be anything you want to do in the game if you need a group of people. Now, this will post in our trifecta of Destiny podcasts, which is us at the Guardian Hub and also Guardian Downcast. And also Two Titans and a Hunter. They can see it too through the website. And we just have a great time just playing with each other. So, you know, it's nice having a lot of people to play with. I think that's gotten us to play with a lot of people from Guardian Down, right, Sin? We've met some new people over there.
Yeah, it's good grouping because then you don't have to rely just on one group. It's a giant collaborative effort of getting people what they need and during the time frames they need it.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. The guys are the 100.io modified their bot a little bit to work great with the system how we wanted it to go through. So much shout out to them. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else I'm missing, Sin or Dez. We can just get into our shout outs otherwise. Our closeouts. Not shout outs. Hey, Cobb, give a shout out to some people in the community. No, this is all about you.
What he meant to say is,
my birthday, my mom.
Cobb, plug
yourself. Yes, plug yourself.
My girlfriend.
Give us all the deets. Yeah.
I'm everywhere at Cobb1Art. Instagram has my biggest portfolio of all my work for like the past, I don't know, 7 or 8 years maybe. And my YouTube channel is all time lapses from all my Twitch streams. So if you don't have time to stop by the old Twitcher, you can go to my YouTube page and watch a 2-hour stream in 2 minutes. So yeah. Nice. I'm everywhere.
Excellent. Thanks. And we'll post that in the episode too. Dez, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter as per usual at @DES_Raven. And you can, of course, find me lurking in the Discord. And I'm giving a shout out to Elmer Fudd. I love you, buddy.
Love you, Fudd. Sin, where can people find you?
You can
other find than your porch
in West Virginia. With my straw hanging out my mouth, drinking my Mountain Dew moonshine, or over on twitch.tv/sinmedia, sin is CYN, and over on Twitter @sin_media. Kingsley, draw us a picture and take us out.
You can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places. Twitch, I occasionally stream when I raid, and on PlayStation and Steam. However, on Twitter, I'm MC Kingsley. You can also find our show at our lovely website, theguardianhub.com.
The best hub on the net.
See, I paused for you to say it this time, Sin.
Nice. We're going to get that rhythm.
We are.
We're going to get that rhythm for sure.
Yes. Well, we really appreciate you coming on. Cobb1Art, thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Yes, thank you.
For having me, you guys. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
That garden raid.
We will. Promise.
If you're ready for it, let's do it tonight. Just get
I'm
a group
ready for a checkpoint. Who's got
there? That? You go. Checkpoint. We'll get one. We'll get one. We'll let you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hit me up, man.
We'll have your people talk to our people.
Your people deal with my people. Have to get with my manager girlfriend. She keeps me straight. So.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. And for everyone listening, thanks again for tuning in this week, and we'll see you again next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Later.
Goodbye.
Toddles.
Toddles. Toddles. You're stealing.
I figured it was only fair.